for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A SpaceX rocket carrying an astronaut who grew up in the Inland Empire has arrived at the International Space Station. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
NASA held a press conference early Thursday featuring four astronauts who traveled via a SpaceX Dragon spacecraft to the International Space Station. One of those astronauts was Victor Glover, who was raised in Pomona and went to Ontario High School. Glover says he hopes his participation in the launch will inspire others in the Inland Empire and beyond.
I hope that this inspires people to literally and figuratively look up. I really think having something to look up to now, especially as we bring 2020 to a close, it's just something that we all need.
Glover says the whole experience is awe-inspiring.
It's so many different feelings. It's hard to explain. It really is hard to put into words the awe of seeing the space station, even over our video system from Dragon, and then feeling the soft contact, the slow deceleration as we made contact with the station, and then making full contact and pressurizing, opening the hatch. All of these emotions, I mean, the happiness, the relief, but then knowing that we've got work to do and wanting to contribute, and also getting used to space. You know, I was very slow. My brain is constantly trying to figure out where up is, and I don't know if it's because I'm a new guy. They made me sleep in the ceiling, so every time I pop my head out, the entire space station is upside down. So I just stay upside down as much as possible. But that I think requires extra processing, and so everything else takes me so much longer. And so I'm trying to push through that and get work done. But it is an interesting challenge that I actually find slightly amusing. So it's been a whole bunch of emotions, and honestly, I'm still processing it. I've been writing little notes to myself and things in my journal, and hopefully I'll look back on it and be able to give you a better, more concise answer. But it is so many different feelings, but excitement is definitely one of them.
When asked about his commitment to social justice and concern for climate change, Glover said participating in this mission deepens his commitment to those causes.
I'll say this, if anything, it strengthened my resolve in all of those areas, because I believe that, you know, what I've said and what I've tried to work for is just what's right, to be honest and upfront with people, and then to work for what's right. And I think that doing the right thing is always in order. So, you know, looking at the planet from this perspective, actually, I went almost a full day up here before I went and looked out the cupola in the daytime to see the Earth and in these beautiful land masses and oceans without lines or words drawn on them. And also to look out at Dragon, it's beautiful. But it just heightens an awareness that, you know, the planet needs protection, that human life needs protection, and we are the ones who have to protect it.
You can learn more about NASA's Commercial Crew program, which facilitated this launch, at nasa.gov/commercialcrew. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
San Bernardino County is planning to sue Governor Gavin Newsom, challenging his coronavirus reopening plan. Supervisors voted unanimously Tuesday to ask the county's attorneys to prepare the lawsuit. They also directed county employees to seek potential partners in other cities and counties to join them in the legal action. Supervisors argued that some communities within the county would qualify for a looser tier of the governor's color-coded reopening plan if evaluated independently from the county. Board Chairman Kurt Hagman said the county would continue to comply with the reopening plan while also fighting it in court. A new agreement paves the way for the largest dam demolition in U.S. history to try to save salmon that are critical to tribes and have dwindled to almost nothing in recent years. If the deal announced Tuesday goes forward, it would revive plans to remove four massive hydroelectric dams on the Klamath River along the Oregon-California border, emptying giant reservoirs and reopening potential fish habitat that's been blocked for more than a century. The new plan makes Oregon and California equal partners in the demolition with a nonprofit entity, easing concerns from regulators. It still must be approved by the U.S. government. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.